hard work, and a vision aren't enough. Your teenagers need hope from your Christian community.
So they need a vision, and they need to be working, and they need hope. Hope that something will come of this. It can't be fake. They've got to see the steps. They got to be real steps. What I've been suggesting to homeschool Christian parents is that if not now, in the very near future, there's going to be a movement to create community, culture. And there's going to have to be if the Christian church is going to survive in America. The church as such is dead. These mega churches, they're not churches. They are clubs, community clubs, but they're not churches. And if the church, if the gospel of Jesus Christ, if the righteousness is going to survive, then we're going to have to create a new social culture. You say, how do you do that? The Amish did it by going backwards, staying backwards. And I don't fault them for it. I hate to see them to lose that. I'm glad for it. I don't want the people in the community to stop using their horses and buggies and their kerosene lanterns. I don't want to see them get a radio. I don't want to see them start getting a VCR and watching The Sound of Music. They don't need that. What I want to see them do is stay right where they are and keep the young people where they are, because they form sort of a reminder to the rest of the world that life can be simple and plain and hardworking and honest and productive, and they marry within their circle. I don't like to see them marry outside their circle and lose that. I do all I can to contribute to the continuation of their society. Now, that doesn't mean that everything is righteous and wonderful about it. It's not, any more than any other group is. But they stand a better chance, far better chance, of keeping the young people emotionally stable, sound, and good citizens, and productive members of the community, a far better chance. They may lose 1 out of 10, whereas Christian church loses 9 out of 10 of the young people to the world in some way. So there has to be a way to create a Christian culture that provides all of the needs for a growing young person. In other words, a pool of spouse possibilities, a pool of people to hire my young person to work. If you lived here, I'd hate to see you just turn your boy over to a carpenter to go to work. Just because he's a carpenter, you know. See, 16-year-old boy, okay, off you can go. No tell what happened. He needs to be a Christian carpenter that you know personally, that you know is not going to have the radio turned on to rap music during the day while they're working, that's not going to stop off for a beer on the way home, and is not going to be talking about who he knocked up the night before. You're going to need to have somebody you can trust to hire your daughter to work as a secretary in a financial enterprise or an insurance company or someplace else, so she can go down part of the time and work and learn a little bit and make some money. You're going to need to have a Christian circle that is tight, that is protected and guarded. And you're really going to need to live close together. The ideal thing would be to buy a cove with all the houses on the thing, a dead-end street, 15 houses, and every one of them belonged to Christian families. And then you're going to have 2 or 3 you'd want to kick out all the time. But that would provide a contrast, a learning experience for the kids. And in that context, you will have games and activities and Sunday socials, Sunday feeds. The country life that used to be was more sanctifying than the church ever is today. Just the old-fashioned family, living in the same area, friends that you've known all your life, where every parent is watching every kid, and every kid's responsible to every parent. You know, if some kid gets out of line, any parent in the community says, I'm going to tell your mama, you straighten it out, boy. And the boy straightens it out because that's an authority figure. We're going to have to kind of recreate the 1920s in the country. Maybe even up to 1950s, that country life. Doesn't have to be country. It can be right in the middle of a city. It can be on an apartment building. But it's got to be that kind of a culture where friends are trusted, work together, play together, eat together, worship together, and help one another and lift one another up, that provides a circle. And then there'll be another such circle 6 miles away, and you get together, all of you at the zoo for a big get-together. Or you're in a place like this, and everybody comes together for one weekend, and all the young people get to meet each other and play games and keep parents watching them real careful. But let them meet, and then families come and meet new acquaintances, and because your son likes that girl. And listen, you can't wait till they're 19 or 20 years old, ready to get married to do this, because they start picking when they're 16. So you've got to start way before they're ready to get married, because it's amazing. You think they're just doing all right, and all of a sudden, they're ready to go, man. They're ready to get married. They've fallen in love. It may take them a couple of years to get old enough to get married, but they're 17 and 16. They're in love, and they'll wait around, and just as soon as they feel like they're old enough, they'll want to get married. So you've got to have that system set up long time before they're ready to get married, because I found this out. Kids always pick their spouse out of the kids they're around, they socialize with. And if you have a very small circle, your kid is probably going to marry in that small circle, or else they're just going to bust out and flee somewhere and look in a bigger pond. So create a circle that provides a possible reservoir for a spouse and opportunity for business and work and a social life, so that they have hope, so they have a vision, and so they have something to do to keep them all working and busy. And so they have outlets so they can scream as kids and laugh and play and run and go boating and go fishing and go volleyball or baseball or softball or whatever, or get together and cook and eat and have a social life like they used to do in the old days.
Thanks for listening. We hope this helps or encourages you in some way today. As always, remember to check out our ever-changing specials.